This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Rainy day. We're going to talk a lot about this storm. Okay, raining already, but so much more to come. Public Works looking at those hillsides, getting the catch basins ready. We've got the CHP putting out warnings about the wet roads, really tough drives, and now some evacuation orders. Not just the warnings, but orders for areas near the Eaton Canyon burn zone in Sierra Madre.
All right, yeah, and our John Barrett is in the Eaton burn zone as well. And John, good morning. What's happening?
Well, I am here in Sierra Madre. It's raining pretty steadily, as it has been all morning. I was kind of shocked because we know the brunt of the storm is supposed to come in like 2 o'clock this afternoon, between 2 p.m. and 10 p.m. tonight. But they've already issued a mandatory evacuation order, and this is a part of the Eaton fire zone up here. I'm with Laura Aguilar with the city of Sierra Madre. You made the call. What are you telling people? You just didn't want to wait on this.
At 7 a.m., the city declared and installed a mandatory evacuation order for the areas that are most and closely impacted by the Eaton fire burn impact areas. And so that covers approximately 1,000 individuals who will be impacted by the evacuation. We are expecting steady rain throughout the day, with portions throughout the day that will have heavier rains, and that could lead to significant mud and debris flows into those burn areas and the areas that are closest to the neighborhoods that are closest to those burn scars.
And they obviously don't want to take any chances. And I was talking, you're an analyst with the city again, your name?
That's correct. I'm James Carlson with Sierra Madre.
We were just talking a minute ago with you guys. You really think there's a good chance? We never know where they're going to happen, but you think with the rain they're talking about, there's a good chance this could happen. Could have mudslides or debris flows.
Yeah. As I was explaining, the city of Sierra Madre began this mud flow prep even before the Eaton fire was over. Fortunately, we have a lot of institutional knowledge. There's half of our public works crew were here in 2008, 2009. We realized this is far beyond what we saw after the Santa Anita fire. We were able to use information from the state, the state geologist survey. Then we were able to use LA County engineers, hydrologists. They're giving us their best predictions, their best forecasts, our best planning efforts. Today is the first day the mud really comes.
Wow. Well, thank you both very much for taking the time. And again, it's just kind of shocking already. We're getting mandatory evacuation orders. And don't forget, we had some pretty significant rain last week, which means the hillsides were already saturated. And landslide experts have told us that, you know, during this rain, especially when it's intense, there's always a good chance during the rain and afterwards, right afterwards, are the highest chances for having the mud flows and the debris flows.
All right, John Baird there in Sierra Madre with both of those officials there. Very latest information on those orders that are going in place there. The warnings are up in the Palisades burn zone, and then some isolated addresses under orders just because of the rain we're going to see for that burn area. L.A. Councilmember Tracy Park represents the area, tells us a lot of progress has been made in recovering and the debris cleanup, but that's all on hold now.
This storm's forecast is grim, especially overnight. The fire disaster area is filled with debris, and much of it is toxic. Here's Los Angeles Councilmember Tracy Park.
Right now, our focus is getting us through this storm, obviously, with a burn scar twice the size of Manhattan, full of toxic debris and rubble poised on unstable hillsides above the ocean. We are all very, very concerned about those public safety risks.
One huge concern is toxic runoff from this storm, from the Palisades Fire disaster site. So much of what was destroyed in the fire is now toxic. Los Angeles has set up concrete barriers and sandbags in an effort to keep runoff from reaching the ocean. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Malibu canceling the school classes today. They might do it tomorrow. The mayor of L.A. has a briefing on the response in the Palisades. 8:30 this morning, you'll hear that live.
And as the rains intensify later on today, driving can get a little bit risky, especially with either freeway or road flooding. Our Pete Demetrio is saying CHP warning drivers, heavy rains may create a situation you might not want to be in.
Rain rates of half an inch or more an hour can cause flooding on surface streets and even on sections of freeways like the 710 or the 110 on low-lying sections between Martin Luther King Boulevard and Gage Avenue, or sections of Interstate 5 near Burbank in the San Fernando Valley. CHP officer Isabel Diaz says she's seen drivers try to make it through flooded sections who actually get into danger.
What's the worst situation you've seen with a flooded car driving into standing water? How deep did they get?
Oh, it's reaching their windows. They're climbing out of the vehicle and, you know, paddling their way out.
Beyond avoiding flooded sections of the roadway, CHP officers are urging people to slow down. Stopping distances increase on flooded roads, and driving into a flooded area at speed can throw a wave of water into another driver's windshield, impairing visibility for up to 2 seconds, long enough to cause a crash if the car head stops. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
They've got some cameras keeping eyes on potential mudslides in these fire zones, new ones, and they're part of this statewide camera network. Special correspondent Steve Gregory.
Alert California is a program started as a small research project in 2001 at UC San Diego. It's now grown to more than 1,100 cameras strategically placed in high-risk fire zones throughout the state. They include high-def cameras, heat signature lenses, and artificial intelligence.
This is an example of ways that CAL FIRE in recent years has brought technology into the fold as a tool that I've used personally in my previous roles with the department. It's one that's invaluable and certainly one that was never available to us before.
CAL FIRE's Isaac Sanchez says the camera network helps spot wildfires and gives officials enough intel to effectively respond to the scene. New cameras have been installed at the Eaton Fire Zone in Bailey Canyon and Sierra Madre Canyon, with an additional camera at the Sierra Madre Bridge. Cameras called Cloudcroft 1 and Cloudcroft 2 have been placed in the Palisades area. And the cool thing is, you can check out the live feeds anytime, 24/7. In West LA, Steve Gregory, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
You are in 20 minutes of nonstop news brought to you by Oseron Law, the injured workers hotline. Busy, 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 right, for all these LA County crews when it comes to getting ready for the storm. And look, good chance they're going to be busy with the cleanup, too. Let's bring in who's in charge over there. Talk to him again. LA County Director of Public Works, Mark Pastrella. Mark, thanks. You've been on the air a few times the last couple days. We just had a couple people from Sierra Madre, where they turned those warnings into orders for about 1,000 people, city officials. Their message basically was they didn't want to wait till this afternoon. Chance we could see more of this kind of thing?
Yeah, we're actually advising the PDs from each of the cities about vulnerable locations within their cities and Indiana Incorporated as well. And in cooperation with them, we've made joint recommendations for evacuations across the foothill areas. We're also making warnings in unified command with the cities for areas that we think are just vulnerable overall. So we want residents to listen when they get the door knock or they get notice that it's time to go, but also just the traveling public and those that live in these areas to be situationally aware.
Mark, what about the Eaton Fire Zone? I mean, it is different when you compare it to the Palisades Zone because you have more homes that are below that burn zone for the Eaton Fire. What are you telling people, or are you telling people that live below some of these burn zones? Because I'm concerned it could be similar to what happened during the Montecito mudslide in 2018.
Yeah, we don't have the Montecito situation happening. On a microcosm, we have a few locations in the Eaton area, a few in the order of 100, 120 actually, residents that we've actually visited since the beginning, after the fire, and advise them that it's not safe to stay within their homes given the conditions of the slopes above their houses.
You were putting out the warning, though, yesterday, saying for some other people that kind of have a hill behind their home and they know that there's been some burning, that you wanted to get in touch with them if they hadn't called in yet. Were you able to reach everybody you wanted to? Because that always kind of raises our eyebrows when you say something like that. Hey, we want to talk to you. We want to look at that hill behind your house.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary effort. You're right. We've been making phone calls. We actually did get several more calls after I made that announcement yesterday. I'm just so proud of our sheriff's department who are aiding us in this issue. They've gone and door knocked on every property that we've asked them to. And, you know, I have always go to bed at night hoping that we got everybody and everybody prepared. I'm praying that there isn't anybody we missed. But again, we're putting the warnings out, and we are working again with City of Los Angeles, County of Los Angeles officials, and all the other cities, Pasadena, Malibu, and Sierra Madre, in an all-out effort to make sure everyone is aware that needs to know. I would say this is one of the most prepared events I've ever seen us do. I mean, I've been at it for 38 years. So I think it's a lot to do with the collaboration and the community. The community has been really good about taking advantage of the services we provide. And, you know, hundreds of engineers out in the field for the last several weeks. And then you see what we deployed in the field. It's a tremendous amount of, K-rail, sandbagging. And then our big system, the flood control system, has just been, excellent preparation for that. And we've been pulling tons of debris out, getting ready for this storm. And so very confident about the larger system. And then I just, again, just right on the ground, again, just putting it out to residents, 1-800-675-4357. Or if you are feeling like it's an emergency, of course, you always call 911 in the emergency situation.
What about forecasters now saying that with this rainstorm that's coming, we could have these intense periods of rain at rates maybe up to a half an inch per hour? And I know, again, you're saying it's a microcosm of Montecito, but, you know, some of these periods of rain could come, in the early morning hours, could be in the late evening hours. How do you feel? How confident do you feel about the warning system in place if that should happen?
Yeah, I mean, we are stepping up this extra effort, boots on the ground, actually going door to door. And then, yes, we do have a forecast of high intensity rain over a half an inch an hour. And as I've been saying, there's other factors that come into play here, just our readiness and the facilities being prepared. So on facility preparation, as I said, they are where they can be. They are ready and they are sized the right size to capture the major debris flows. Those that you like think of as Montecito flows. But again, a small debris flow off a mountain can do quite a bit of damage to a home if it's just adjacent to it. So this is where we're really focusing our energy right now, is making sure those that live right on the edge there, up against these foothills, that they are not in harm's way as this event transpires. And of course, it's coming in the evening hours, which is always, troubling, because, we're not going to pull people out of homes in the middle of the night, So, we put this order out in conjunction and recommended it to Sheriff and PD, and they're implementing it. They've already implemented it. Our goal was 7 a.m. this morning that everyone would know about it and be out of the home that needed to be out of the home.
All right, L.A. County Director of Public Works, Mark Pastrella. Thanks so much for talking to us. His crews have been out there cleaning up what they need to clean up already, getting ready for this. 20 minutes of nonstop news brought to you by Ozeron Law, the Injured Workers Hotline. Let's talk about this rain we're going to see as we go through the rest of the day here. We'll bring in the Weather Channel's Ray Stajic. Ray, we were thinking, and it was tracking before, and we'll see if this holds, right, that it's kind of a 2 to 10, which is, that seems like a very long stretch. But the worst of it could be like 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. today, tonight.
Yeah, and the rain already starting to get into Ventura County and points north. It's raining pretty hard from Santa Maria up towards San Luis Obispo right now. Steady, heavy rain, and even further north, flooding going on up near Santa Cruz. And that's going more east than it is south at this time. But we are starting to see some of those showers come in. And I think this afternoon, out ahead of a pretty strong cold front, very dynamic front with lots of instability, that window, if I try to narrow it down a little bit more, at least across Los Angeles County, that window of maybe some of the heaviest rain with maybe some embedded thunderstorms, which could produce, which I just heard, maybe half inch up to an inch an hour rainfall rates, could be late this afternoon into this evening in that kind of 5 to 8 window. But still, we're going to have rain not only ahead of that front, but back behind it. And that window, as you had said there, is probably the best opportunity to start seeing our rain. And with it, flood watches, flash flood watches up. There's also high wind warnings, too, for many areas, too. So a lot of heavy rain coming in.
Could you explain, Ray, for our listeners, the rate of half inch or an inch of rain per hour? Because that rate could come over a very short period of time, and that's what really could cause some damage, right?
Yeah, that's when you get into the opportunities for flash flooding and pretty high risk for urban flooding on roads and some of the parking lots. And then we get into the burn scars, right? So if you get heavy rain coming down, and especially if you get any upslope, which will enhance the rainfall on some of the mountainsides, you're going to get quick rainfall rates, a half inch up to an inch an hour, then quick response to that in some of these burn scar areas, which could lead to debris flows and rock slides. And that's even more of the concern we have, along with just some of the urban flooding that may occur.
So that's the kind of thing to start listening mm-hmm. out to when you're right. hearing us on the way home, or when you're at home this afternoon, you're listening to the show. When we start calling out, you know, we've got thunderstorm warnings here, we're seeing these cells right. move through there. That's what you need to peak your ears up to, because that's the rainfall rates that we're really worried about. Soaking rain is one thing, and it's no good right. when there's no vegetation on these hillsides, but you get that kind of rate, then we're kind of in that danger zone.
Yeah, and remember, when you've got watches, flash flood watch, and you've got high wind watches and warnings, just when it's escalated, when you need to take action. So flash flood warning would mean flooding imminent or is occurring. Same thing with high wind warning. That means high winds are more likely. Severe thunderstorm warning would mean severe weather is likely or is occurring in the area. So when you go to warning, that's when you got to start being ready to take action. So now's your prep time. Where are you going to go? What are you going to do if you do get a flash flood warning and you do need to move away and seek higher ground? Same thing with the severe weather. When you want to get out of the way of severe storms, where are you going to go if it's a wind and maybe even a small hail threat later today into early tonight? But I think the big one's going to be the 1 to 3 inch rain that may fall, and some of that in a short period of time later today, early tonight, and the amounts of rainfall. Some of the west-facing slopes and some of the higher elevations could see anywhere from 3 to 5 inches rain. 1 to 3 inches down across the coastal plain. You've got the wind lowering snow levels, but still they're way up there. As we mentioned, that 7,000 to 8,000 feet, that's where there'll be some heavier snow.
Where does this rank in our atmospheric river scale? Obviously, we're extra worried about it because of what we've gone sure. through in terms of the hills and the burn zones. But is this like light, moderate, heavy?
I would say, without knowing officially what they put it, I'd say it's probably a moderate. And I think that's only because we're not going to see, you know, it doesn't mean everybody's going to be getting the heaviest of the rain. So, yeah, I'd say it's probably going to be a moderate river event here.